Well, Dougie, winning breeds confidence, and that's four in a row now. That's despite all the injuries, of course. You must be pleased with how the opening weeks of the season have gone.
Yes, I'm very pleased, obviously, with the results, but more importantly with the performances and the manner of the results. With, as you say, with a few injuries that we've had, I've made sure that's not an excuse. You haven't heard me complaining, and you haven't heard my players complaining at all, because all they've done is go around about the business in such a way that it's produced results. A lot of young kids have had the opportunity to come in and play and done fantastically well. So all in all, you know, it's been a good start for us. You know, a start that I feel that we had in us, and it's proven to be correct.
And a tough challenge ahead against Blackpool on Saturday. They've retained most of their squad from playing in the Premiership last season. It's going to be a difficult one.
Oh, it's going to be very difficult, you know. They've got a lot of Premiership players there with Premiership experience. It's going to be very difficult. They're a very attacking team, you know. We've got to be really on it on Saturday to get any sort of results. But you know the way we're playing right now, you know, with that attitude we've got and the spirit that we've got, you know, I think if we go around it the right way and apply ourselves correct, it's definitely a winnable game.
Kevin Phillips has got four goals already. He certainly hasn't lost any of his predatory instincts, despite reaching the grand old age of 38.
Well, you never lose the instinct. It's the physical side of the game that catches up with you, you know. So we've got to make sure that we can keep Kevin away from shooting range or goal range as much as possible. But we've got a decent defence these days who are well organised. I'm sure that it's a challenge that they'll look forward to playing against. No, probably still a Premiership striker.
You brought Glenn Murray back on for the last few minutes of the game on Tuesday night. He must be desperate to start on Saturday.
Yes, like most people right now, you know, it's a good feeling right now that we've got that there's these injuries that I've been told they'll be back one a week until 8 weeks' time. So there's another eight injuries. Glenn was the first one back on Tuesday night, and he will be looking to be starting on Saturday, like most of our players do right now, which is good. It's good competition. You know, Glenn's done fantastically well pre-season, had that little bit of unlucky in this one, rolling his ankle, but he's looking in great shape, you know, and he's telling me he's physically, he's not been in this sort of shape ever before in his career, so we need to get Glenn some game time and get him starting to enjoy his football.
And good to have the experience of Dean Moxie back in the team.
Yes, Dean comes back in on Tuesday night and done fantastically well. You know, he's had an unbelievable sort of 3 weeks being suspended, and he's had a new baby, his wife had a baby, and it's all up in the air for Dean right now. But he's a good guy, a good player, and it's another welcome addition to the squad.
A good piece of work from Jonathan Parr at Hull last week, down the right-hand side to get the ball across for the goal. He settled in very, very quickly.
Yeah, another one fantastically. You know, plays with a good intensity, good attitude to play football, you know, and he's done really well in his first few games, you know. So I'm very pleased with that signing, you know. Very small fee was involved, and I think we're already seeing that could be a good signing for us in terms of value for money.
Only a handful of games into the season, but I think the fans will probably say that the likes of Scannell, Zaha and Williams, three players who have come through the academy, probably made the biggest impact. Is it a question of if you're good enough, you're old enough?
Oh, definitely, 100%. Definitely under myself. If you're good enough, you're going to play. That's the number one rule. And right behind that has been a lot of hard work with a lot of young players throughout the summer. You know, my staff, we didn't have a lot of time off. We made sure these young players were, you know, put in the right frame of mind to come back and be, you know, in contention to play for the team. That's when they sign their pro contracts, you know, they're ready to play. So, you know, we've worked very hard. The staff, my coaching staff have been fantastic. You know, they've worked very hard with these young players. And I think the early stages are starting to see the benefits and the rewards of these young players, you know, and it's good to see the fans noticing it. It's good to see the fans coming along and the great support we have and numbers to support. You know, under myself, a very promising young team coming through. You know, we've got four or five players that have not yet made their debut. I'm excited about. You know, and then obviously the other end of the pitch, we've got the righties and Joe Spironis and Paddy McCarthy's. You know, Millie Jennings, very experienced players helping them through the game. So I think right now we've got a very good blend of experience and youth.